Hello and welcome back to another Wattpad Wednesday. This is Nina, your host as usual, and we have a lot of exciting things to talk about this week. We're going to talk about the Harry Potter movie, which we all went to see as an office, but I also wanted to introduce a special guest that we have with us today, who is Eva Lau, who is from Wattpad headquarters, and she's also a writer, which is pretty distinctive at Wattpad because a lot of us write poems and short stories, but Eva's actually working on a full-length story right now.
That's a big introduction to me. Thanks, Nina. I am actually very flattered to be chosen as a writer, not being chosen because I just work in the head office. But I'm very excited about this interview. So we'll see.
So do you want to tell everyone a little bit about what you do at Wattpad? I think probably a lot of people might not know it, but they've probably interacted with you at one point or another.
Oh yes. Well, actually, I wear many hats in the company because our team is actually very small. So in the office, I am the HR person, the finance person, and basically, you know, the office operations person. So I manage things like the payroll, the books, and other day-to-day office needs. But the main job of mine is to work directly with the community. So I run a very small community relations team, and we are the one who answer all the questions in our support site. So whenever you have a technical support problem or some plagiarism problem or copyright infringement, we are the one who deal with all of those. And we are also the one who are behind the Wattpad profile and the Wattpad chat. So sometimes I have to chat with our users and listen to their funny things happening in their life. It's actually quite fun. So that's what I do, interact with the users every day.
And you also interact with them on Twitter, right? I hear your phone going off all the time.
Oh yes. I have my very own Twitter account, so I tweet quite a bit, and I have a group of followers, and they love to tweet me. So in the middle of the night, I can get a few tweets here and there.
Yeah, all the time zones, right?
Yes, totally.
So, okay, and then you really like romance novels, which also is definitely, I think you're the only one in the office who admits to it anyway, so do you want to...
And I'm not ashamed of it.
So, do you have any stories on Wattpad that you'd want to recommend? You keep a great library, so if you are a romance lover, you should definitely check out Eva's libraries, because they are full of good books.
But yes.
Any you want to highlight in general?
I definitely it's a romance junkie, as I claim myself. So I actually read a variety of romance stories. So it could be teen romance, non-teen romance, sometimes mystery, paranormal type thing. Rather than pointing out specifically, you know, which books that I really like, I think everybody interested can check out my library, and I'm sure you're going to find a lot of good books. But what actually impressed me is that all the romance book on Wattpad, even though some people say, oh, you know, there are some stories that are very similar, but honestly, the ones that I've read, they are very, very different. So I'm sure that people have their own imagination, their own creativity. So maybe they're just one or two attributes in a story that are kind of like resemble others, but I'm sure there are a ton of stories out there. They're just very, very different. And I really like it, you know, on Wattpad.
I also think sometimes people's descriptions don't tell how great a story is, right? Like,
yes.
They'll write, that's sort of an afterthought, so you will say, oh, that sounds like this other story on Wattpad. But then, really, once you start reading it, it's not similar at all.
I agree, because, you know, I have the same problem myself as well, because when I wrote the story description for my very own story in the beginning, I just kind of, like, wrote it at the very beginning of my writing process. And as the story progressed, you kind of look back and say, like, that's not the description that really described well. And I think that's what happened to all the stories on, I wouldn't say all, but a lot of the stories on Wattpad is where they started it off, they had this idea, and they wrote it down as a story description. And as the story progressed, and the writer just kind of tend to fixing the details within the story and didn't have the time to actually update the story description.
Yeah, or you kind of forget about it too,
right?
Oh,
yeah. So then you kind of read it, and, oh, it looks, you know, similar, but when you actually read it, I can tell you that a lot of them are just so vastly different.
Yeah, definitely. So on Wattpad, something that we see a lot is people writing fan fiction. So do you think that that's something that ever you would write, or do you like to write your own stories, or what's your preference? Do you read fan fiction? We know that you love Twilight.
Oh, yes. I love Twilight a lot. I'm obsessed with Edward Cullen, which in turn obsessed with Rob Pattinson. So the co-ops in the office keep teasing me about that, but I'm not ashamed of it once again. Writing fan fiction, I think, actually takes a certain type of skills to do it, and yeah. I don't think I possess that, because to write a good fan fiction, you know, the character has to be very in line with the original one created by the original writer, and with our own imagination and our own perception on a character, it's easy to kind of like deviate from the original one, and then when readers write it, the reader read it, they'll kind of like, that's not how a character will react.
There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And for me, I definitely don't have that kind of talent. I love reading it, though. I do. Especially, I remember at one point in my life, I was obsessed with a Japanese anime. And the ending of that anime in the TV just sucks. I was just so upset with the ending. But I found comfort in a slew of fanfic, because all those fanfic, like, I guess there are a lot of fans of that Japanese anime, they found, you know, the ending was so bad that they just need to create their own to comfort themselves.
Right.
So I think for fanfic with that kind of a nature, definitely comforts my soul.
Yeah, definitely, that makes sense. So you are not writing fanfic, you're writing an original non-teen romance story, and it's called Chocolate Umbrella.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we know that you do a lot of work. Eva sometimes emails me at 2 a.m. So do you have any suggestions for how to manage all of the writing that you do as well as all the work that you do? Because that's something a lot of people say, is that I just don't have time to keep my story up.
That certainly is some kind of a pressure for writers, because when you haven't uploaded for a while, you're going to get some people say, when are you going to upload? It's been too long. You know, I really want to know what's happened. Then, yeah, it definitely creates some kind of pressure for me. But I do try to write, fragments of it, or scenes, you know, that kind of like run through my head, you know, when it pops up, and I kind of like write here and there 5-10 minutes, but then I do actually try to pressure myself to dedicate like a week to sew all the pieces together.
Right.
So I tend to upload maybe once a month or once 2 months, so sorry about that, guys. But I try to write longer chapters. Like, some people, they like to write, you know, 1 or 2 pages or 2 to 3 pages at a time, but I tend to write 8 to 10 pages altogether. So I'm not a good cliffhanger type, you know, creator. I just have to put things, you know, to an end at the chapter, so that people kind of like, okay,
so then they can wait.
That's right.
That makes sense. So some of your story is actually based on real life. Is that correct?
Real life. Yeah. Well, I'm sure the cat's going to be out of the bag soon. Yes, it's actually based on a lot of real events in real life. There's some fictional characters. There's some fictional scenes, but the whole story is actually based on the real life events. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that's cool. That's really brave. I hope we get to hear about the founding of Wattpad a little bit later on in the book. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, do you want to tell us about the title, Chocolate Umbrella? Because I think that's you don't usually see those two nouns together.
See, the thing is that The story that I'm writing is actually about like a married couple. And just in case you don't know who those people are, you read it and eventually you find out. The married couple, they actually weather a ton of events in their life for that few years, and I kind of describe it as storms. You know, the main character Emil, he lost one thing after another, and for the female character Elena, she also have to endure a series of not so pleasant event. Like, she has to deal with her depression after, you know, the baby delivery. She has to deal with her own career goal, that kind of thing. So these couple, they tend to lost themselves in the storm and kind of forget the umbrella type thing. And the chocolate part is, well, I'm a chocolate addict. I love chocolate. But I think the most part, the reason I choose chocolate is because chocolate kind of like have a different flavor. Like, I should say different types of it. There's the milk chocolate, dark chocolate, chocolate with nuts and, you know, that kind of things. And I think for chocolate addicts, they would appreciate that each different type of chocolate, they actually have a different taste of it.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for events in our lives, they may kind of look like mundane. You know, I do this every day. I go to school. I go to work every day. But actually, if you look at it, you know, closer, they may appear to be the same, but they are actually very different. And
okay. When
you experience it, you will see the beauty of it, you know.
Right. Huh. Well, that's, it's a really approachable way of making that statement. Chocolate, most people like it. So, okay, so besides from comments asking you to upload more frequently, how are the comments affecting your writing? What does that have an impact on your writing?
I have got some excellent comments from some professional writers
okay. On
our site. I definitely appreciate them tremendously because I remember when I first wrote the novel, the first couple chapters was not good. Like, first of all, my mother tongue is not English, so when I write in English, there's some roadblocks, you know. And one of the comments I got from Scott Kelly, actually, he mentioned that I should be trying to think about it more like a movie, like run the dialogues in my head several times. And that tips helped me, you know, a lot, you know, moving forward in the other chapters. So I think what I've learned, you know, in this whole writing journey that I'm going through right now is I'm very open to comments and feedbacks from everyone. Like, even though they may tell me that my grammar is not the best, and sometimes dialogue sounds a little bit weird, but I take them because I think that will help me to improve.
Yeah.
So I think I appreciate those kind of comments a lot, and especially they give me tips, not only to just tell me saying, oh, your grammar is not very good. Well, I know about that. But they actually give me good feedback in terms of, you know, I should be watch out with my punctuations. I should watch out with my, you know, mixing up the tense of present and past tense.
Yeah.
So those are the good tips that actually helped me. And when I wrote the subsequent chapters, I actually pay a lot of attention to make sure that I don't mix up the tenses in the same sentence. And I think afterwards, the readers actually, you know, have less and less of those kind of comments.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And
nice.
It makes me feel good because it looks like I'm doing something right.
No, of course you are. Absolutely. So do you have any surprises planned? I know you said you don't do a lot of cliffhangers, but is your story one that builds up towards a big event, or is it more about the many medium-sized events that these characters have to get through?
Yes, there's actually one major one that's coming up. I should say, the climax is actually going to be coming in the upcoming chapters because that's what happened in real life.
Okay.
So,
okay,
wait
good.
And see.
And then you said that, you know, you thought about your story as a movie when you were writing it. So, and you know, Wattpad has that casting feature. So
mm-hmm.
if you were to cast your book or your movie, who would you want to play the characters?
I have no idea because the characters, they are kind of like, you know, the Asian, you know,
okay.
people. So the only one that I can think of is Lucy Liu, but I don't know if she's going to be such a suitable character, you know, celebrity to be casted for that role. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Okay. And then I always like to finish the interviews on the podcast with asking for a recommended read. So do you have something that you could recommend?
Yes, actually I do have two stories that I want to recommend to all the readers.
Okay.
The first one, it's called The Degrees of Silence by Candy.
Okay.
Mind you, that is a non-teen fiction, but I recently, you know, read it and I just totally, totally in love with it. The story is about, you know, a non-teen, I should say, like an older female, not very old, still very young, still very beautiful, I would assume. But she turned deaf because of a viral infection.
Oh.
So her world just turned upside down. And then about the male character, he got dumped by his wife and being stuck with his 13-year-old daughter. So the relationship between the father and daughter, it's like so intense that you're going to feel so bad for them. Like, why are they at odds, you know, so badly? And then yet at the same time, I got to see how, a deaf person experience, you know, her life once again. So I think those two things just makes me feel that this story is very, very unique, and I just love it. And then the other one, it's called A Bride for the Asking. I love it because it's a historical romance, and it's about a post-Civil War, and it's lovely. And when I first read it, the relationship between a male and a female character was kind of like, whoa. They are 30 years apart.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then there's a twist that's coming. I can see it coming, and the writer is not letting me know. Is there's the brother of the male character has a son who's more of the age of the main female character. So I can see that person is going to be having a role with that kind of a triangle. So I don't know.
Getting complicated.
Very complicated, but okay. That is a very good story as well.
So so that one's not complete?
No.
And is Candy's complete?
No, none of these are completed. And that's what I like, you know, on Wattpad,
yeah.
Because you kind of like waiting for the next one, and you let your own imagination kind of run wild while you're waiting for the next upload. Both of these are not complete yet, but they are worth the wait. Let me put it this way.
Okay. Okay. So we'll put the links in the podcast then if you want to check those out.
Yes.
So that's it, I think. Thank you so much, Eva, for telling us some recommended reads and about your writing journey on Wattpad. It was awesome that you joined us today.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.
And have a very happy Wednesday, and we'll see you next week.
Yes.